He wore a tactical vest, the magazine pouches bulging with long rectangles covered in duct tape, wires extending from their tops to his belt. No time for a stalemate. Britton stepped into the doorway.
What the hell are you doing? Get the hell out of the way!
Britton snapped open a gate back on the trauma tent at the FOB and leapt through. Fitzy, Therese, and Colonel Taylor gaped at the sight of him, but he ignored them as he opened another gate on the back of the room and stepped through directly behind the man in the vest.
Come on, guys, hold your fire.
The man had a cell phone in his hand, a curling cord extending from it to his belt. Britton opened a small gate below his elbow and severed the cord.
Geronimo!
Britton raised his pistol and brought the butt of it crashing into his temple. Other men in the room were turning, whirling to face him, leveling their weapons. Seeing their chance, the operators came storming into the room. Britton ran to Sharp, now barely conscious, and dragged him backward through another gate to the trauma tent. Britton felt strong arms grab the sergeant from the other side and haul him through, and he raced to True Zero's side. Britton fingered the bullet hole in the fabric and felt dented but solid plating behind it. No penetration. He'd probably escape with a broken rib. Britton dragged True Zero through the gate, the remaining operators following behind, dragging the rescued Marines. Sharp gave a weak thumbs up as Therese bent over his leg, her eyes closed and hands gently drifting over his knitting flesh. The other two operators knelt on either side of the rescued Marines, checking them for injuries. Both hostages stared wide-eyed at Britton, silent and terrified.
You're welcome. I'm afraid you've just become read into a rather classified government program. We'll go over the requisite non-disclosure agreements once you've been cleared by medical.
The doctor at last turned to Colonel Taylor and gave a thumbs-up sign. Colonel Taylor's shoulders sagged with relief. He leaned over Sharp where he lay on the gurney.
I can't tell you how grateful I am to you, son.
Sharp nodded, clearly uncomfortable with the praise. Colonel Taylor turned to Fitzy.
Chief Warrant Officer Fitzsimmons, I'm delighted with the capabilities Shadow Coven brings to our force. Keep up the good work. I've got to call General Hamilton and let him know we're out of the woods. You take it from here.
Sir? Don't go thinking you're a fucking hero all of a sudden, Keystone. You got miles to go yet.
Therese stepped from the gurney's side and reached a hand up to cup Britton's cheek.
I think you're a hero, Oscar. You're amazing. You did a great thing today.
Jesus. Let's get you the hell out of here before this mutual admiration society gets out of hand.
I get it now, sir.
What is it that you get?
I mean, I'll do it now, for real. You don't need the ATTD anymore.
Well, that's an encouraging thing to hear, Keystone. Very encouraging indeed. But if it's all the same to you, we'll just keep it there for the nonce.
Sir, if you don't mind me asking, there was this giant black thing I saw when we first flew in. It seemed to be on the same side as the goblins. I saw it again in one of the videos in the SAS. They said it was one of the Apaches' mountain gods.
That's right.
Well, what are they doing in both Mescalero and in the Source?
Let me answer your question with a question, Keystone. Do you think that the United States Army, in all its wisdom, would have missed such a connection?
No, sir.
And given that we clearly wouldn't have, do you think we might have people working on what the significance was?
Yes, sir, you would.
And do you also think that if we felt your opinion on this particular matter was of any value, we would have solicited it by now?
I get it, sir.
I thought you might. Seeing as how these SAS videos are starting you down the road to thinking you work intel, let's get you off that particular slippery slope. You don't have to go to the SAS anymore. I think we can both agree that you're past that.
I need to go back, sir, just one more time. There's something I need to do.
Kind of changes your take on things, doesn't it? We're suddenly a world starving for conspiracy theories. The mysteries are all solved. The heads on Easter Island, Stonehenge, Bigfoot, the Bermuda Triangle. In the past, we'd just shrug our shoulders and say, magic. We're still saying the same thing, but nobody's shrugging anymore.
Britton entered the SAS while the enrollees were lined up for basic control practice. As Britton looked around, he realized that both Fitzy and Therese had followed him from the raid staging site, and stood a few paces behind him. The No-No crew, Wave Sign among them, stood leaning against the side of the Quonset hut, refusing to participate as usual. The yard seemed tiny to Britton, Swift's crossed arms and frowning face even more petulant and useless. Salamander stared frankly at him, arms folded. A moment later, the rest of the enrollees followed suit.
Can they see the difference I feel? Can they tell that I'm beyond this now?
Britton glanced over at the flagpole, with its reflective black and orange U.S. flag. As a member of Shadow Coven from the outset, he would never need to raise it. But he felt that he had the moment he'd stepped through the gate into that foul-smelling room and dragged the hostages to safety. Oscar Britton had a purpose. Oscar Britton had a home.
Apologies for the interruption, sir. Seems Keystone here is owed a favor, and I'm helping him collect.
Orders came down from Taylor a couple hours ago. Britton's disenrolled.
No.
Britton marched to the flagpole and stood rigidly at attention. He locked gazes with Waveside, then looked to Swift, Pyre, and Peapod, making eye contact with each of them as he slowly and deliberately pulled on the rope, raising the flag to the top of the pole. He executed a crisp left face and saluted Salamander smartly.
With all due respect, sir, now I am disenrolled.
Salamander's mouth twitched in what might have been a smile. He stood at attention and returned the salute.
Why, yes, Keystone. I do believe you are.
Britton stalked straight to Wave Sign.
Wave Sign, Ted, raise that damned flag. Do it right now.
Huh?
You fucking heard me. Go raise that flag right now. Quit messing around.
Don't listen to him, Wave Sign. The second you haul on that rope, you belong to them. You'll be your own damn hangman.
You shut your fucking mouth. You're the reason this kid has no control. You're a miserable, angry bastard, and you won't be happy unless everyone rots with you. Now shut the hell up, or I will toss your sorry ass through this gate, and you can see how well your aeromancy protects you from thousands of pounds of sub-zero water.
Unauthorized!
With all due respect, sir, it's not. Keystone here is a duly contracted sorcerer, using his magic for designated operations. He's no longer assassin Rolee. There's no call to suppress him.
Come on, man! Your lack of control is because you have a crew of pouty children watching your every move. That's why you can't concentrate. It's why you can't get control of it. Raise the flag and get out of here. We can put you someplace where you can get this under wraps.
Why would I want to do that? They'll just teach me to control it so I can hunt down innocent selfers or murder people for them.
That's Swift talking. The sock isn't perfect, but they do good things too. Therese is in the cache saving people's lives. I just got to do that today as well. It's like no feeling I can describe. Working for the SOC is like working for anyone. It's like our system of government. For all its flaws, it tries to do good. Sometimes it succeeds. That's a hell of a lot better than standing around here with your arms folded. You're wasting your time and your talent. Raise the flag.
I can't.
Swift opened his mouth and Britton whirled back to him.
You want to spin in useless circles? Fine. But you're done dragging anyone else along with you. Wave Sign, raise the flag!
Wave Sign looked terrified, but he shook his head. Britton whirled away from him in frustration.
Can't we just drag him out of here?
Regs. Gotta do it of his own accord. No coercion.
You can always change your mind. I'll try to come check on you. And if you ever do change your mind, I'll find a way to work with you. Remember that.
He's not coming with you, you fucking turncoat. Forget it.
You want to wind up like Scylla? You want to have pride of place in your own solitary hole?
Better than what you're doing. At least she's on our side. The Sock are the only people that really need to be scared of her. She believes in all of us being free to rule ourselves. That's what we all want.
You were the color of bad cheese when they took you out of the hole. Doesn't sound like she was on your side then.
That's not what she believes anyway. She believes in enslaving non-latent humanity. That's not the same thing.
That's justice.
Christ, what do you think they're doing us here?
Slaves can't raise the flag. They can't choose to be free.
That's not freedom. It's just a different kind of slavery.
Why do you hate them so much? I understand that you have reason to hate them, but it goes beyond anything.
That fucker Harlequin came to get me after I got stupid at a show I was playing. Let a little magic slip. I had a girlfriend. We had a baby together. She got in the way when they hit my apartment. He killed them.
They probably gave him a fucking medal for it.
I know you're angry, but fighting everything won't bring them back to life. Life sucks really badly sometimes, but you still have to live it. You have to pick up the pieces and try to do something with what's left.
Working for them won't do that.
We have our honor. We have our pride.
The Army uses those terms a lot. Honor is one of our core values. That shit all goes by the wayside the moment bullets start flying, or someone's competing for a billet, or somebody's trying to get out of an assignment. Hell, you sound more Army than the SOC.
I can look in the mirror each morning. Can you?
How much longer do you think you'll be able to look in the mirror, Swift?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. How much longer do you think they're gonna put up with your brand of resistance? They get nothing from you. Hell, you actively attempt to subvert others around you. Sounds like a lose-lose situation for the SOC. How much longer before they just up and decide you're disposable?
They wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't they? You're the ones who go on and on about how horrible and inhuman they are.
We're useful.
Look at Scylla. They just keep her locked in the hole.
Scylla is an incredibly powerful probe, but I see no shortage of arrow or pyromancers around here. Maybe they'll lobotomize you. Maybe they'll just decide they want to keep you around for medical research.
They won't do that.
Or maybe you don't appreciate the seriousness of what you're taking on here. Swift, I learned a long time ago that if you want to change powerful organizations, you have to do it from the inside. You have what it takes to do that.
You don't understand. I can't.
I do understand. Your girlfriend and child would understand too. I know what the SOC did to you, to them, but that doesn't mean that you have to throw your own life away trying to get revenge for it, especially when you're not succeeding. Your family would want you to survive. They'd want you to go on.
What the fuck do you know about my family? I'd rather die than work for these bastards. If they decide they're tired of my free will, let them come and kill me. At least I'll die free.
I'll fight.
And you'll lose. I know it, and you know it. Hell, Swift, you don't want to die. I don't want you to die either.
Fuck you.
Therese and Fitzy joined him as he moved toward the SAS gate, glancing at the pillbox's rusted door as he did.
Won't I be seeing you anymore, my pretty Oscar Britton?
No, Scylla. I'm done with you. With all of you. I'm done here.
Oh, but I think I will. Yes, I do believe I will.
As if sensing Britton's discomfort, Fitzy gave him and Therese their privacy, walking a good way ahead of the boat.
What? You're gonna let Swift get to you?
I just wish I could reach him.
That's good of you, really, but it's not your job to save him.
I want to save him. We saved those hostages, Therese. It was amazing. That's what magic can do if we let it.
It was amazing. You're a hero, Oscar.
No way. I killed my father, Therese.
Did you mean to, Oscar?
I don't think so. I hated the man, but I didn't mean to kill him.
You ever heard of rending, Oscar?
Physiomancy the other way. Instead of closing wounds, you make them.
That's how I manifested. By the time the smoke cleared, I'd messed a guy up pretty bad.
Dead bad?
Yeah.
Did you mean to kill him?
Fucker was putting his hands on me. If I hadn't, he'd probably have raped me.
Bastard deserved it then. You did right.
It was horrible. I don't care if it was right or wrong. I'm never doing that again. Now that I can control it, never again.
So, is it a law enforcement or military matter? A selfer is a threat to national security, but they're also U.S. citizens. Where do the cops leave off and we begin? Nobody has a good answer. We've got one finger on the trigger and the other on speed dial to our lawyers. Everything's changed. Most of the old-timers don't recognize this Army at all. Staff Sergeant Jim Horan, SOC Fire Team Bravo, Law Enforcement Support Element, Jacksonville, Florida.
Britton refused to give up on Wave Sign. He enlisted Therese's help. They exited the schoolhouse, tired and cramped. They'd missed chow, but Salamander had ordered a small folding table set up in the mud, covered with brown paper lunch sacks. Wavesign left quickly and moved beyond their reach. Britton decided not to chase him. He waited as the rest of the No-No crew passed, then tapped Therese on the shoulder. He grabbed a sack from the table and tossed it to her, motioning at the cold dirt.
As comfortable as any spot in this pit.
Britton slid down the building side.
Nice one. You always this smooth with the ladies?
That was actually pretty good for me.
Spend a lot of time by yourself, do you?
Not really. I'm not bragging or anything. I just stuck to my guys a lot.
You miss them?
You have no idea.
And no girl?
No, I didn't have a girlfriend. There was someone on the base I was going to ask out, but I was just focused on work. I figured there'd always be time.
I think you'll find life on the FOB limits your romantic options.
A pillar of fire erupted just beyond the barricade wall.
Gotta love Goblin Tommy. Don't worry, it'll be over in a sec.
Coven 4 and Novice Del Aqua report to Trailer B6 immediately for action stations. I say again, Coven 4 and Novice Del Aqua report to Trailer B6 immediately for action stations.
Britton grabbed her arm.
What the hell?
After a few feet, Therese shook off his hand and matched his pace. An electric cart was parked outside the trailer. The back deep with tactical. True Love, Downer, and Richardson were already being strapped in by a knot of harried-looking goblin contractors. Their human minder beckoned to Britton and Therese, holding up helmets that were clearly the wrong size. Fitzy intercepted Britton before he could take another step. He waved a picture in front of Britton's face.
Get us here, Keystone. We need to be there right now.
Britton seized the chief warrant officer's wrist.
Hold it still, sir. I can't see it with you waving it around.
His stomach clenched as he expected Fitzy's knee to impact it. But Fitzy said nothing and held still. The picture was a rough printout of a poorly lit room. Flat cement floor, dirty gray tile walls, low fluorescent lights. Construction sawhorses, plastic mop buckets, and barrier posts were heaped in a corner.
Where is this, sir? Just get us there!
Britton felt a helmet slam down on his head. He took a half step to the side as someone buckled a holster on his thigh.
I can't unless I have a better idea of where we're going. You've got to give me something to work with, sir.
It's a subway maintenance locker, New York City.
Britton closed his eyes and pictured the image. When he opened his eyes, the gate shimmered before him, the rest of Shadow Coven already disappearing through it. He barely had time to see if he'd gotten the location right before Fitzy slammed a vest over his shoulders and pushed him hard, sending him stumbling through the gate. Fitzy followed behind, then turned and beckoned behind him. A Sock Sorcerer, his body armor blazoned with the suppressor's symbol, came through.
I trust you remember Lieutenant Rampart.
You escorted me in when I first came over.
Chief Warrant Officer Fitzsimmons tells me you've seen the light. Glad to have you on board.
The tiny space was crowded by the new arrivals, adding to the 24 men already packing it. The majority were black-clad police officers in tactical gear that rivaled the special forces operators Britton had worked with before. NYPD ESU was blazoned across their body armor in subdued gray lettering. Two men in expensive suits stood apart from them, speaking low in a language Britton couldn't understand. The cops and the suits formed a wide circle around a pile of bodies in the middle of the floor. At least, Britton was fairly sure they were bodies. They steamed, raw and red, twisted funnels of meat covered with scraps of human faces, shredded uniforms, plastic buttons. One of the dead's bones had grown through his body, shaped into pointed barbs, cruel weapons turned against the flesh they once supported. One of the bodies had been twisted neatly into the exact shape of a ragged pretzel.
Sir, what the...
It's Russian. The Sahir aren't the only liaisons we've got at the FOB. The Spetsnaz Vedma are their witch corps. We've got some guys in Russia, too. A fine arrangement for the continued enhancement of bilateral relations between our two great countries. A veritable love fest. Until now.
The men in suits shook their heads and pushed past him, around the gate and out of the room.
And the clock is ticking. You see, Keystone, New York City does things differently. They've got their own budget, bigger than lots of federal agencies, so they figure they can handle things on their own. These fellows are the Emergency Services Unit. They're the finest of New York's finest. Security clearances, military cross-training, all the bells and whistles. They know how to keep their mouths shut, which is why they've been assisting the Russians in tracking down an illegal immigrant selfer who fled here from Russia.
They figured they could handle getting the Spetsnaz where they needed to go, setting up a perimeter to keep anyone from getting out. Looks like they may have overestimated their capabilities. Never send a cop to do a soldier's job. New York's efforts at autonomy have resulted in a truly embarrassing mess for our vodka-swilling allies, and they want it dealt with quickly. And what they want done quickly, the president wants done quickly. And we all know who does things quickly where magic is concerned.
The magic behind the magic, sir.
Those fuckers who just stormed out of here are on the way to the UN. We had damn well better have something to give them by the time they get a message to the White House. And by we, I mean you.
So what are we up against here?
A render. Our little immigrant is possessed of a particularly nasty bit of pro-physiomancy. I don't need to remind you that what you're looking at are three of Russia's best magical operators and a sizable squad of New York's finest.
One probe did this. Just one.
Therese froze beside him, and Fitzy turned to her.
You raised the flag, little lady. You drank the Kool-Aid. Time to make good on it. I'm afraid you're the positive to the negative we're taking down.
Fitzy turned back to Shadow Coven.
Rampart's in charge of this op. I've got to go play public relations jockey. Seems when Coven 4 deploys, important folks want to talk to the program head. You all set, sir?
We've got the magic behind the magic, Chief Warrant Officer. What could possibly go wrong?
Enough already. Let's get it done.
What about Hayes? I'm not the only healer on the fob.
Oh, right. I almost forgot. Hayes asked that you bring tissue samples back for the special projects activity. You know, for science. He was rather insistent on that point.
Tissue samples?
Just slice off some chunks.
One of the ESU cops motioned to Rampart, already disappearing through the opening behind his captain.
And you're on. NYPD needs a chance to redeem themselves, so they're your fire support for this run. Besides, they know the sewers under the city better than any of the soft operators we've got. Get it done, Oscar. Get it done right.
Roger that, sir.
Darkness swallowed them. Britain struggled with panic in the smothering blackness before it burst into illumination from tactical lights suspended from the barrels of the ESU officers' weapons.
Jesus, there goes our night vision. Shut those off!
The captain of the ESU moved over to Rampart.
We don't have time for this. She's got a 15-minute head start at least. We need to get on her or we're gonna lose her.
Settle down, Captain. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast.
I got it.
Britain felt Richardson's current rise and billow outward. A soft green glow began to spread across the walls and ceilings and from beneath the wide rushing stream of water beside them.
Some of the light in here are phosphorescent. We just need a little coaxing.
They stood on the catwalk of an old sewer tunnel. The vaulted ceiling arched away from them, old pitted bricks slick with calcified plant growth.
She went that way. Better take point then. Spellcasting is a rear echelon occupation.
The captain motioned to his men, who advanced into the darkness, weapons at the ready. Richards lit the lichen as they passed, keeping them in a bubble of the sickly green light, darkness pressing at its edges.
I can feel something.
Stay cool. Everybody keep it on lockdown until I get her magic suppressed.
Britain could sense it too, a magical current, the eddying of it foreign beside the familiar touch of the rest of the coven, distant but getting closer with each step they took.
Captain, is there anywhere this Selfer could hide?
Not unless you can crawl through walls. She's dead ahead.
They advanced, the pulse of the foreign current getting stronger, until Britain felt it suffused him, so strong that it tickled his taste buds and buzzed in the back of his throat. There was nothing. The glowing lichen showed an empty corridor. They pushed on, and the current began to recede.
Wait. We've gone past her.